Watch when you're cold, yes when you're low, you're in and you're up, you're up and you're down.
Yes, indeed. The hot and cold of 2014, a daily look at various things from science to sport and everything in between here on Summer Breakfast. Today, the world of finance, the highs and lows of the Australian stock market. We're joined by Adele Ferguson, senior business writer, columnist for The Age, Sydney Morning Herald, author of Gina Rinehart, The Untold Story of the Richest Woman in the World. Adele, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
The ASX, how does it, it opened the year, I think, at 5358, whatever that number means. Where does it look like ending up?
It's probably going to end about 1.5% up, which is, you know,
unflattering.
It's pretty boring. You know, you've had a few highs and lows during the year. You could say that there's been an IPO boom, which is, you know, a lot of new companies have come onto the market. There's been about $18 billion worth of new companies listing on the stock exchange. You know, the most recent was Medibank Private. And they've done really well. You know, and to put it into context, 2 years ago there was just over $1 billion worth of new float. So that's why I say it's a bit of a boom here. And they've done really, really well. So Medibank Private, since it listed in November, has gone up 15%. You've had an insurance company that's gone up 35%. So people that really invested in those new floats have done particularly well.
But for the index to only rise by 1% and a bit, a lot must be performing particularly poorly.
Absolutely.
Given those results.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so you've had the IPO boom, and you've really had the commodity prices bust. So iron ore prices have gone down 50% in the last 12 months. So, you know, as you were saying, Gina Rinehart, the richest woman in the world, because of iron ore prices, she isn't anymore. So a lot of companies that have exposed to iron ore or copper, oil, gold, coal, they've really been battered. You know, so you've had companies like Atlas Iron, which is an iron ore company. It's closed yesterday at 15 cents. It opened the year at $1.20.
Wow, well, that tells the tale of the year, doesn't it, I guess, in that department?
Yeah, you know, so mining companies have really not done well. BHP, Rio, all of them have done really, really bad this year because of, you know, what's going on in China, and there's really an oversupply. We had a mining boom over the last few years, and everyone started, you know, increasing projects. So you've now got this flood of iron ore coming onto the market, copper, gold, coal. And demand has fallen in China because they've had a slowdown. So you've got this, yeah, a real problem that's going on.
We used to talk, didn't we, about the investment phase, Adele Ferguson, of that mining boom. And, well, we've moved beyond that. And the I guess, to some extent, non-market-dependent stimulation that it provides into something which is much more dependent on those commodity prices.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you've got people like Gina Rinehart, who her Roy Hill project comes on this year. And she's going to be producing 55 million tonnes of iron ore, which is going to flood the market even more.
Self-fulfilling in a way. The main fallout from that, I mean, if we look ahead to 2015, where does that leave the market? And it looks not a particularly good place to have your money on those 2014 figures.
Well, as I said, it really depends on where you're putting your money. You know, so if you're putting it into new floats, you did really well. You know, if you put it into a company called Genworth, it was up 35%. Healthscope was another listed company that went up 24%. You know, so that's really huge gains.
Is there something about the nature of those companies which suggests the future direction of the Australian economy?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. They're all of them are totally outside of mining, which is really on the nose. And, you know, banking stocks have done really well. The Commonwealth Bank hit a record high yesterday of $85, and they give really great dividends. So people have been really jumping into property companies and banks because of the big dividends that they give. And you know what's been happening with property prices have been going up. So you've done really well there too.
I wonder if some of that reshaping, I guess, is going to be the story that begins to unfold even more for us in this year to come.
Yeah, definitely. It absolutely will next year. You know, you'll be looking at where this real shift is going on. And you know, the market always is ahead of the game.
Yes. Adele, thank you. A look back there on 2014 on the stock market with Adele Ferguson, senior business writer and columnist.